Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Jurors in the subway chokehold trial of former Marine Daniel Penny are back deliberating after a judge encouraged them to keep going after they said they were deadlocked on the second-degree manslaughter count. Penny claimed self-defense in the death of Jordan Neely, saying he was threatening passengers. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
The judge is walking a very fine tightrope here and doing a phenomenal job at it at that, from what I'm hearing, of trying to gently encourage them to deliberate without trying to push them in any one way or the other.
The jury has asked this week about instructions when it comes to justified use of force. Crews outside Pittsburgh say they have recovered a body from a sinkhole and believe it is the grandmother who disappeared this week while searching for her cat. Residents in Northern California cleaning up after yesterday's 7.0 magnitude earthquake in Humboldt County. Damage reported includes broken glass, power outages, and some homes moved off their foundations. Dozens of aftershocks have followed. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for grant funding to expand the recreational fishing community. According to a press release, the DNR is offering reimbursement grants of up to $5,000 for things like angler education programs, accessible fishing training, and camp fishing programs for kids. Funding for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Program comes from the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund. A total of $30,000 is available for distribution among grant applicants. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court is poised to consider a case involving a conversion therapy ban. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call filed the lawsuit after the Republican-controlled state legislature blocked a rule that would have banned the controversial practice years ago, arguing that the move violated the state constitution's separation of powers clause. The state Supreme Court is expected to hear oral arguments on whether the state legislature overstepped their constitutional bounds in the case in mid-January. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to a public meeting to discuss future Lake Superior fish stocking plans. According to a press release, the meeting will address the future of brown trout stocking with the fishing season recently getting underway. DNR officials say two of every three brown trout harvested from the lake are produced by their stocking programs, and recent evaluations of the stocking programs could improve the overall population. The DNR will also discuss splake and walleye regulations. An arrest warrant has been issued for an Amory man accused of assaulting another man and pointing a gun at him in Barron County. According to court documents, 46-year-old Trevor Olson was charged with two felonies for threatening to injure someone and possession of methamphetamines as a repeat offender. He was also charged with misdemeanors for the alleged assault and disorderly conduct. Olson faces up to 6 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000 on the charges. Authorities have not yet taken him into custody. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converting that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. We're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, and it will be a little warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. 18 tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. 40 tomorrow by Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart,
heart, and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll catch up on the news from the weekend and talk about the politricksters of the day.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Friday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you don't just have to listen to my voice. You can also watch Cardi and I do what we're doing on the U of the Tube on Facebook and on the platform formerly known as Twitter. And of course, you can take us everywhere that you are by downloading the Civic Media app. You're going to want to do that anyways, because starting next week, Civic Media is going to be starting our grown-up gift list text to win contest. I'm really excited about it because each hour when we run the contest, you're going to text the word of the hour via the downloaded Civic Media app, and one winner each hour will either take home $100 in cash or an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And at the end of the contest, we're going to draw 8 grand prize winners that will be chosen randomly out of all entrants to pick out a gift from the grown-up gift list grab bag at Civic Media, which I think is pretty awesome. It's got a couple of robot vacuums, a humidifier, which... you know you're a grown adult when you're buying a humidifier and you're like, it's just too dry in here in the winter. I need it. That is adulting. We got the humidifier and then in there a couple espresso machines, a snowblower, and a luggage set. All very adult things. These are not things that you buy when you are a teenage person. These are strictly for adults. So again, be sure that you and everybody you know has got that Civic Media app. Get listening starting next week. In the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours, each of those 4 hours every day, we're going to have 4 winners taking home $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. I know I'm excited. Plus, there's always a little, I'd call it friendly competition between my friends Jane and Todd to see how many texters they can get during their shows. Looking forward to that. We got a great show for you this afternoon, everybody. Of course we do. We do every day. Lots to cover today. I'm going to talk about the CEO murder, perhaps in a different way than what you may have been hearing others. Different take, different angle on this. We're going to talk about that. I also need to talk about what I'm going to call sort of like the meltdown that's going on at MSNBC, specifically Joe Scarborough. It has been quite the to-do over the last couple of weeks. And we'll talk about that. And if you do listen or watch MSNBC, I'm going to be really interested to get your take on all of this because, I've always found the dynamics on Morning Joe to be a little awkward. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about apparently the battle that's going on now between David Frum and Joe Scarborough. I'll break down all of that detail for you. We've got the clips from the shows over the last couple of days because it was absolutely fascinating. And in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about some good things that are going on, what might be happening in your neighborhood, holiday markets, some fun things going on this weekend, little road trip that if you haven't been to this special place in Wisconsin, you might want to check it out. And also share with you a couple of the reasons that December 6th is actually kind of famous. But I will start today with this bit of good news. We've been talking about Giving Tuesday this week. Again, if you have a charity that you would like me to shout out on the air, please feel free to text or call 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. But they're getting some preliminary numbers in from this year's Giving Tuesday. And the estimate is that $3.6 billion was donated on Giving Tuesday, which I think is just absolutely fantastic. So thank you to all of you who gave of your talents, time, or money. That counts too. That's how you get to this $3.6 billion. So wanted to just start out with that good news. So Cardi, we're going to take Cut X first here in just a moment.
Because
I've heard some crazy things go down in congressional hearings, but what went down this week sort of takes the cake. Just so that you know who you're hearing, and again, congressional hearings, they basically ask members from the administration to come before them, report out on investigations that Congress has either requested or update on agency performance. That's what congressional hearings are usually about. Budgetary things. So you usually have someone that works in government sitting before a congressional committee reporting out either in response to an inquiry or a status update of some type. This was about, there's been hearings trying to figure out what went wrong when Donald Trump was shot at, right? Because clearly that's a security failure. Like objectively, that should never happen. And it was an embarrassment for the Secret Service, and the Secret Service director has since resigned. So the people that you're hearing in this clip, this is the acting current Secret Service director. Okay, so the acting Secret Service director, he was not in Pennsylvania when the assassination attempt against Donald Trump happened. Okay, and he wasn't the one in charge. But of course, and rightly so, he's going to be asked a lot of hard questions. Well, one congressman, Republican Representative Pat Fallone, or Fallon, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I hadn't heard of him before this, and maybe that is exactly why he created such a scene. But what this representative implied during the hearing was not just you and your and the Secret Service, you're all incompetent and all this, but that this Secret Service agent went to this year's 9/11 memorial to curry favor with the Biden administration so he could become the acting Secret Service director and like weaseled his way into a photo op. And basically he was insinuating, you're just a supplicant, a butt kisser of the Biden administration, and you tried to use 9/11 to advance your career aspirations. I mean, the guy was already the deputy director of the Secret Service. And this guy was also someone who was there at the 9/11 event when it happened back in 2001. He was one of the people that responded. So, you know, it set up what was going to be a very tense exchange. And other reporters, I'll just say this, it had been a very substantive hearing up until this point. Like lots of back and forth, lots of detailed discussions about why this happened. But let's take a listen. This is Republican Representative Pat Fallon and the acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe in a congressional hearing about Trump's assassination attempt. This went way off the rails, y'all. Take a listen.
Congressman, what you're not seeing is the sack of the detail off
out of the picture's view.
You're talking about the 9/11 pictures.
Where we remember the more than 3,000 people that have died on 9/11. I actually responded to Ground Zero. I was there going through the ashes of the World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. I was there at Freshkills.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking
there,
you, Congressman. Were you the special agent in charge?
To show respect for a Secret Service member that died on 9/11.
Oh, that you're trying to be.
Do not invoke 9/11 for political purposes.
I'm invoking this.
You are, sir.
Gentlemen, I would like to ask him a question.
Please.
You are out of line.
I'm asking you serious questions for the American people, and they're very simple. They're not trick questions. Were you the special agent in charge that
day? No, I wasn't. I was there representing the United States Secret Service, sir.
Mr. Fallon, your time's expired.
And did not affect protective operations.
You know why you were there? Because you wanted to be visible, because you are listening for this job.
I was there to pay respect for a fallen member of this agency.
You endangered President Biden's life, Vice President Harris's life, because you put those agents out of position.
Mr. Chairman.
Did you have a radio with you?
Mr. Fallon, your time has expired.
Did you have a weapon?
No, I did, sir, and you are out of line.
Okay.
Let's get out.
Wow. I mean, wow. So you ended up hearing a third voice. It's the chairman of the committee trying to restore order. But this to me is sort of where Congress has degraded to. It's such an encapsulation of this because these hearings have become effectively like performative auditions for Donald Trump. Like Congress people from the right, from the MAGA movement, are trying to make themselves known. So why, when you're discussing what was an absolute failure of the Secret Service when Donald Trump got shot at, why are you bringing up the 9/11 memorial from this past fall? Like, the assassination attempt happened in what? It's been a wild couple of months, folks. I think it was in July. That happened in July. The 9/11 memorial's in September. What the hell does that have to do with the assassination attempt? The answer is nothing. Why are you showing a picture and talking about why this guy was there? Were you on the president's? He's trying to say you're just brown nosing and you were interrupting security operation. It's so stupid. And this Secret Service agent, the acting director, Ron Rowe, wasn't having it. I mean, I have been in some contentious legislative hearings. I have been accused of some things in legislative hearings, wrongly, of course, and I've responded, but I've never full out gotten into a shouting match with a legislator. Absolutely incredible. But again, watch this space, right? And the reason I raise this is this, and then we're going to go take care of some business. If you want to give your 2 cents on this, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. The phone and text lines are open. Watch this space, because the Republicans are only going to have a two-seat, thinnest of thin majorities in Congress. Congress has already been one of the least effective, the House, one of the least effective sessions, these last couple of sessions in the history of the Congress, least productive, fewest number of bills getting pushed through. And a lot of it is because in this new MAGAverse, it is all about performing for the audience of one. How the hell else do you think people got these cabinet nominations? It ain't on the qualifications. It's all on the performance. I'm Maggie Dawn, folks. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be right back with more next.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olesen is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
These days are always our happy days here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Even when I'm talking serious stuff, it's better when I do it with you, because here at Civic Media, we're all about real news and great conversation. I'm Maggie Dawn. Happy Friday, TGIF, to each and every one of you. Hope you've got some great plans for the weekend, because apparently the Arctic blast is going to lift, thank goodness, and it's going to be like in the 40s, maybe even creep into the 50s this weekend. I know I'll be getting outside, and we got a great show for you today. Terry Barr is going to join us at 3:30 for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. We've got that with Terry every Friday at 3:30. In fact, I'm going to spend the whole second half of this show talking about good stuff. The weeks are long these days, and so, you know, maybe a little lightness, a little relaxation on Fridays is a good thing, but we got a little bit more business to do, some politicking to talk. And I have been reticent to, yesterday I didn't want to talk about the CEO of United that got murdered. Clearly a hit. I'm not saying anybody paid the guy, but like this guy planned for days and days to take out the United CEO. And did you hear this piece of it? The bullet casings? They had etchings on them. They had words etched into them. So, like, this is about as premeditated and planned as you can possibly get. The guy took a bus, concealed his identity, stayed in New York for 10 days, stalked this guy, and then took the time to etch the bullets with these words: deny, defend, and depose. You might be, what the hell does that mean? Well, since about 60% of us have at some point in time had coverage denied or had to tangle with an insurance company, deny, defend, depose basically mean deny the claim. And then when the insurance company gets sued, defend the lawsuit. And then depose means, and then depose the patient, right? Depose the insured. It's pointing to the business practices of insurance companies. And you know, the reason that I've decided to talk about this is because this is one incident, but it sits within this much bigger picture of what is going on and what is being done to the middle class by the American oligarchy, a kleptocracy, if you will, by the billionaire bro class. And, you know, the assassination of Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO, led to what I can just call pretty gross commentary online. People not sympathetic because this guy worked for United. he was one of the guys making the decisions. And by the way, United Healthcare is part of the United Holding Company. So he wasn't like the top CEO of everything at United, but he ran one of their big insurance divisions. And he was there because United has been sued by, I believe, the Firefighters Union over their use of artificial intelligence to deny claims. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You want to talk about, what do you think about the CEO's murder? I want to hear from you. And I happened to have a long planned dinner with a bunch of girlfriends last night, all of whom work in healthcare. One is a hospital administrator, one is a nurse, and one is a doctor. And we talked about this, and they brought up what is today getting as much news coverage, or at least some of the news coverage, related to the CEO's murder. And that is that Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, a different insurance company, had just said that they were basically going to start metering anesthesia care. And I want you all to think about, like, how truly guano crazy, bat guano crazy that is. Like, if you are in surgery, the point is not to complete the surgery as quickly as possible because tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Like, surgeons follow protocols for different procedures given patients' varying health characteristics. The whole point of the surgery would be, like, take the appropriate time that the surgeon in their expert judgment needs to ensure that the patient's aims for the surgery are fulfilled and that the patient is safe. It's not a race on the clock. And they were essentially creating incentives for that to happen. And they were placing arbitrary limits on how much anesthesia care a person undergoing surgery would get coverage for. That's insane. And those aren't like the United CEO getting murdered and Anthem doing. Those aren't unrelated things. Now, who knows? Maybe, you know, the etching of the bullets and making it seem like it's anger at the health insurance industry is cover for something else. Maybe that'll come out. But people are rightfully ticked off at health insurance companies because we've all been on the receiving end of that baloney. And let me just put this marker down. It is beyond stupid that the way that we acquire health insurance in this country is through our employers. That's dumb. It just is. Most other places don't do it that way. Because it's like, oh, well, I'm changing jobs. Oh, I have no insurance. Perfect. It's stupid. So, by the way, because of the public outcry, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield this morning said, oh, never mind. We're not going to meter anesthesia care when our insureds are having surgery. I would like to hear from you. Let's talk about this because there's a big picture here. We're going to dig in more after these brief messages. Join us 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And don't you worry, y'all. I'm going to tell you what the big picture is and what this all is really about. I even have sound for you. All that coming up right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Friday, y'all. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Nothing can hold me when I hold you. That's all right, it can't be wrong. Rockin' and rollin' all week long. These days are ours. Share them
with me. These days are ours. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Demand for bison from Wisconsin consumers continues to surge
Want to get in on the action? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. The Wisconsin Bison Association would love to have you, and it may not take as much land as you think. Details on the way.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Pat Reese is one of the members of the Wisconsin Bison Association that's trying to encourage others to take a look at raising the animals, and he says it's surprising how little land you really need.
I figure you can raise one animal unit, so let's say a cow, and perhaps her calf up to 6 months old. You could raise a pair like that on about an acre to an acre and a half here in the Mount Calvary area or in Fond du Lac County. So it doesn't take much to keep the animals. Like I said, we have about 100 acres fenced in, and by the time we were done calving the spring, we were probably up to 48 animals. So you can see we were well balanced as far as acres for pasture versus the number of animals that we had.
Pat Reese from Mount Calvary, a member of the Wisconsin Bison Association. He says, according to the latest census data, Wisconsin was home to more than 6,700 head of bison on 83 different farms. He says if you're looking to get involved or would like to locate bison in your area, go to their website, wisconsinbison.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The entire Midwest Farm Report team is headed to Wisconsin Dells for the annual Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting and Young Farmer and Agriculturalist Conference starting today. Carrie Shinneke from Dodge County and Clara Hendrich from Calumet County have been reappointed to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee by the Board of Directors. Carrie Shinneke is currently the Wisconsin State Fair Agriculture Education Manager. Clara, along with her husband and four of their five adult kids, founded LeClaire Family Creamery in Malone, specializing in goat milk cheeses. Follow our action at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, and it will be a little warmer. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 5 to 15. 18 tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. 40 tomorrow by Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking about the big picture, getting beyond the headlines and all the sensationalism surrounding this CEO's murder in New York, a health insurance CEO's murder in New York yesterday. By the way, you're like, people were shot and killed in Milwaukee yesterday. I'm not going to get into this now, but a good friend of mine over the holiday weekend had something absolutely horrifying happen to them and their family. They're all okay, but like bad things happen to other people who don't happen to be really wealthy health insurance company CEOs. But I think the reason it's captured our attention is because people, us working people, rightly feel like we're getting screwed by health insurance companies. Because we are. Like, you're not wrong. Feel like we're getting screwed by the tax code. Because we are. Driving to the studio today, saw a woman with a little Let's Go Brandon sticker on her car. Wanted to roll down my window. Pardon me. Do you have any Grey Poupon? And also, do you think billionaires should get tax cuts? Because that's what you just voted for. But I digress. I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's keep in mind, y'all, that Project 2025 has advocated for making Medicare Advantage, which is the privatized version of Medicare in which United Health specializes, what the murdered CEO's company specializes in. Project 2025 says that privatized Medicare should be the default enrollment option for Medicare. Not the government-provided Medicare, the privatized version. And we're in that enrollment period now, so you hear all these ads like, call us, we'll help you figure out like what Medicare plan is right for you, and it's free of charge, don't worry. Yeah, those are all privatized Medicare providers that are trying to get you to leave Medicare and join their privatized Medicare. Why would they do that? Because Medicare Advantage makes them money. And by the way, Medicare Advantage costs taxpayers about 6% more than Medicare. So, you know, wonder what Elon Musk thinks about this little plan. But why would Project 2025 advocate for this thing that doesn't return better results or better health outcomes for patients and cost taxpayers more? Well, because, yeah, privatized companies run it. Their buddies in the billionaire bro set, and it'll make them more money. And when you put the context around this with the Doge and Elon Musk, I'm going to cut $6 trillion. What this has always been about is starving the government and eventually eliminating the programs that tens of millions of Americans rely upon. It has always been about coming for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Always. 100%. Ron Johnson has said it on the record. And guess what? Wisconsin representative, congressional representative Tom Tiffany just said that part out loud again on a little right-wing outlet called Just the News. So, Cardi, if you can cue up cut Y, I want to listen. This is Tom Tiffany just a couple of days ago saying the quiet part out loud on right-wing outlet Just the News. Listen up.
Greater sense of... colleagues are more united, I think, have a greater sense of wanting to move quicker than I've seen in a long time. There's just that sense of that there's a sand clock of opportunity ticking. Is there just a different feel to the caucus now than maybe 2 years ago when you were coming into power?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I came in May of 2020, and we had Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and then they had unified government after 2020, and then 2022, you still had divided government. There is real optimism to be able to get some stuff done. And there's a couple things that I'm encouraged by. One is I'm hearing from more members about the fiscal accountability side of it. That's a good thing that they're actually talking about that. And man, this may be a once-in-a-generation opportunity, as you mentioned, to be able to actually do something about this overspending that's going on in Washington, D.C., and start to get responsible. And by the way, it doesn't have to be just the discretionary spending. We can get at some of the mandatory spending also. I mean, like food stamps, some of those things, that's mandatory spending. You know, I think some of the benefits that are paid in regards to the work requirements, I mean, some of that is under the heading of mandatory spending. We can deal with some of that, too. So I'm really encouraged to hear that. And also, boy, the regulatory state, we got to deal with it, because there may be more bang for the buck in terms of growing our economy of making regulatory changes, get the impediments out of the way, let those job creators and entrepreneurs really be able to go to work. There's probably more bang for the buck there than even the deficit reduction stuff.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of translate the right wing speak. First of all, I love that he name checks food stamps. Like, the one program he's going to name check is food stamps. Yo, just memo to Tom Tiffany. Nobody's on food stamps because they want to be. Okay? It helps feed children. Should we audit it? Should we make sure there's no fraud in the system? Crack down on those people that abuse it? Yep. Mm-hmm. But the solution isn't like, well, let's figure out however we can just cut the food stamp program. Because, like, hungry people don't just exist. There's not, like, fewer of them. Just fewer of them get food. But what he's talking about is Medicare and Medicaid, those work requirement things. Yeah, like, you know, Social Security taxes and unemployment insurance. That's what he's talking about. And by the way, we don't deal with deficits simply by slashing spending on the things that every single working American ends up relying on at some point in time. You can address the deficit by, you know, raising revenue from companies like Amazon and Walmart and Tesla. Not giving billionaires and the largest, most profitable corporations even more tax cuts. They don't talk about that. This is going to be Cut Z. This is Representative Richard McCormick. I think this was just last week. Actually talking about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. He actually used the words. Let's take a listen.
The problem with the Democrats is they've never run out of things that they can give away for free, quote unquote. When you talk about $1 trillion in debt payment just on interest alone every year, we can't just talk about the military, though. And the military can do some things better. We can save some money just in the way of contract. We can be careful that we don't decrease our abilities because China is right on our heels. However, if you talk about 75% of the budget, 75% is non-discretionary. We're going to have some hard decisions. We got to bring the Democrats in and talk about Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. There's hundreds of billions of dollars to be saved, and we know how to do it. We just have to have the stomach to actually take those challenges on. But we can't just talk about our discretionary budget. That's less than 25% of our budget. We have to have some real hard discussions.
Or have those hard discussions, don't slash benefits that working people have earned and that they rely on, and tax the wealthy more, like tax the billionaire bros. Like, this is how we can address this. And of course, every program should always be reviewed for efficiency, to reduce fraud, all those kinds of things. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Let's go to the phones. Your comments and thoughts are welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. G from Arizona, what do you have to say, sir?
Actually, this is Keith from Broadhead, Maggie. How you doing?
Hey, Keith, what's up? What are your thoughts? Nice to hear from you, sir.
You too. The basic premise of for-profit healthcare is an abomination and should be criminal. We're the only country in the world that allows for-profit healthcare. And it kind of, oddly enough, ties in a little bit to the whole conversation about tariffs we've been having, too, because yep. The inequity in the way we compete, as our corporations compete with countries from overseas, their corporations, because they don't have to pay workers' compensation. They don't have to pay benefits. They don't have to pay things like that, those companies in other countries, because the country takes care of it. So that's where that's where potentially a legitimate reason to use tariffs is in order to make it a level playing field with our companies by making them pay tariffs that equal to what we pay in our benefits.
Yeah, that's the original purpose of tariffs, and we figure that out by a product-by-product, industry-by-industry phased approach that takes those inequities into account. We have never done that except back when we created oil barons and the steel magnates at the early turn of the century that eventually ended the Great Depression. We don't do that through blanket tariff programs. The other angle on the tariffs and what does it speak to this issue is, of course, moving away from income taxation and to a tariff policy for revenue creation in this country is basically like saying we're going to give the billionaires and corporations even more tax cuts, and we're just going to put more sales and use taxes on the middle class, shift all of the funding of government burden to working people who are the engine of the American economy. It's all a bunch of hooey. Joe from Madison, you've got the next word. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Well, I'm glad you're tackling this, and well, we all need to turn up the volume and be roaring back on this. What we have right now is that they realize that they're in a position, Republicans realize they're in a position where they can privatize everything.
Right.
It is a smash and grab. It is highway robbery going to be going on, from selling the National Weather Service, selling the post office, And looking at Social Security and Medicare and the VA, I would also say. They've been talking about slashing VA health benefits. It's the same deal, and it's coming at us from all directions, and we got to be focused on what this is, because this is robbery. They see this money, and they want their mitts on it. I can remember back in the 80s, this thing about, we can't afford Social Security, has been going on since the 80s, and Pete Peterson, we got to change this system. Guess what? Benefits have still been coming out. And I remember hearing an investment guy talking about Social Security, and the way he described it is the following, Maggie. He said, I can't wait to get my hands on all that big, dumb money. That's how they see us, the dumb idiots that they can fleece, skim, rob from. And Social Security may be a steady eddy. It doesn't have it doesn't have a gigantic profits associated with it. But by God, it does what it's supposed to, which is return what people have put into it, whether it's for retirement or, don't forget the other side of it, disability. No one imagines that they're going to be disabled and in need of SSI. But boy, plenty of people are, and they're not living high off the hog.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Joe from Madison. It is a smash and grab. Privatize it all, they say, so that my billionaire bro buddies can put more cheddar in their pocketbooks and pickpocket yours to fund all of that. Isn't the point supposed to be like, will the results be better? Will it be cheaper? No, it's going to cost more. It's going to cost more from the middle class, and the results will be worse. That is what is so alarming about all this. Matt from Middleton says this is class warfare, and it's sick. The tax and healthcare systems are why we're in this mess. Everyone is stressed out and living with anxiety, anger, and fear. I couldn't agree with you more. That's what happened on November 5th. And the people with that anxiety, anger, and fear are right. We all are living with that. Donald Trump just metastasized and abused and leveraged that very real fear and said, don't worry about me and my other billionaire bro friends. I'm just selling the federal government to the highest bidder. It's not us you should be mad at. Be mad at the people and the groups that have never held the reins of power and never been the ones with the excessive wealth in this country. Baloney. We'll take more of your calls next. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. So I set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. Now I know that I'm not.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, One of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Wisco lady. I'm a Wisco lady, not an LA lady. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got Cardi on the board. You want to get in on this conversation because all we do here is real news and great conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm talking about what the point of all of this baloney is from the right. And the point of all of the baloney from the right is threefold. One, tax breaks for billionaires and the richest corporations in the world, like corporations like United Healthcare, which I think is like the eighth largest corporation in the world or the fifth largest corporation in the world. So tax cuts and shifting tax burdens to the middle class. That's point one. Point two is keep government corrupt, keep money in politics, because that means that those that have all the cheddar get to make all of the rules, and that ain't me and you. And the third one is by doing thing one and thing two, so deprive the most important systems in our government of the revenue that they need to function, that it creates government austerity, fake austerity, and they slash programs like food stamps, the Department of Education, our environmental regulations. We shut down our medical research operations and Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. They're finally saying the quiet part out loud. It's time we all listen up. I want to listen to what you have to say on these things. So give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phil from Minneapolis, what say you, my friend?
I would suggest that all congresspersons upon standing up in Congress and giving us any kind of a speech should be required, Democratic ones at very least, should be required to say, to save Social Security, we must scrap the cap and tax all income the same, because the people who make all the money are only making money on the backs of the workers.
Yes.
And if the workers are paying whatever the 6-7% into Social Security and Medicare, then the persons, people making, the guy who just was unfortunately killed in New York, he was merely making $10 million a year. He was only paying Social Security on the first, what is it now, up to $160,000 or $200,000?
Yes, Phil. Yes.
And all the rest, He wasn't paying any social security. How does he think he's making all that money?
Yeah, it's enraging. Scrap the cap, scrap the cap, scrap the cap. Tax every dollar of income. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe start taxing wealth to fund social security. Wait a minute. Maybe tax wealth the same way that we tax work. We want to live and die on this idea of the American meritocracy. Then why are you actually taxing work at such a higher rate per dollar earned than you do wealth that earns that same exact dollar? It is an abomination. Paul from Madison, Wisco. Paul, what's up? What do you have to say this afternoon, friend?
Thanks for taking my call, Maddie, and great callers today. Thanks for bringing this up. It's a very important subject, and I really like Joe's analogy there, smash and grab. The Republican Party would like to go back before FDR. And my parents were big FDR fans because of Social Security and also LBJ with Medicare.
Yep.
You take Social Security and Medicare, you lose. Nobody's going to take care of you. He's just going to be on the street, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they're – but that's what basically they're trying to do, go back before FDR. Thanks for the show. And have a great day.
Thanks, Paul. You take care. Sounds like you're on the road. Drive safe, my friend. Folks, you can get your 2 cents in. A nickel, maybe even a dime or quarter's worth, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Dick from Madison, what say you, my friend?
Well, the caller before the last four Wisco hit it out of the park. I was going to bring that up. But wouldn't you like to ask these people like Bezos and Musk and all these billionaire class people, what's your end game here? In other words, by this, I mean, you burn out the whole American system, like the infrastructure. You use it to death. I remember Trump in his first term, oh, our airports are crumbling and this is bad. So what does Biden do? He does something about it.
Yep. With,
you know, and we're fixing our highways. And yet these people keep using, and putting nothing into it. Well, I guess my question is, once you reduce us to just a two-class system, who's your customer base?
Correct. Dick, that is the whole point. 70 to 75% of U.S. GDP, basically our entire economy, is based on consumer spending. The consumers in any economy are always the middle class and working class people, because people with stacks and stacks of Benjamins, they're not buying anything with the Benjamins. All they're doing is growing more Benjamins, right? And more power and influence. And listen, if you're sitting there going like, I want to be rich someday, I hope you are. The sort of level of rich that I'm talking about 100 millionaire plus. Like, at what point is the next Rolls Royce just not worth all that much? Right? Like, the law of diminishing marginal returns, I think it is absolutely insane. When are we going to rein in CEO compensation? When are we going to require that working people have representatives on boards of directors of publicly traded company? When are we going to eliminate stock buybacks, because all they are is cash grabs for the richest shareholders on the planet and the people that own private equity and hedge funds? It's stupid. Stupid. The person that's going to get the last word today on this topic is a texter from the 414 that says this: the oligarchs push the risks upon us individuals while they reap all the rewards. Thank you so much for that, texter. I'm Maggie Dawn. News, weather, and sports is up next. We're going to have some fun when we come back after the top of the hour. Might even tease a little bit of what we're talking about on Monday, y'all. So keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media sports guru Mike Clemens, Lisa O'Hearn from the Sister Bay Historical Society, and it's a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr joins the show with great music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.